Jane Goodall is in an African forest. It is 1963, and she has spent the last 3 years learning about the chimpanzees at Gombe, Tanzania. She writes, David was swinging down through the branches. David reached the ground, moved a few paces toward me, and sat. For a while he groomed himself, then lay back, one hand under his head, utterly relaxed, and gazed up toward the green ceiling above our heads. As I sat there, I thought, what an amazing privilege it was to be utterly accepted thus by a wild, free animal. What happened next remains as vivid in my memory now, nearly 40 years later, as it was at the time. When David Greybeard moved off, I followed. When he left the trail and moved through some dense undergrowth near a stream, I was sure I would lose him, for I became hopelessly entangled in the vines. But I found him sitting by the water, almost as if he were waiting for me. I looked into his large and lustrous eyes, set so wide apart. They seemed somehow to express his entire personality, his serene self-assurance, his inherent dignity. Most primates interpret a direct gaze as a threat. It is not so with chimpanzees. David taught me that so long as I looked into his eyes without arrogance, without any request, he did not mind. And sometimes he gazed back at me as he did that afternoon. His eyes seemed almost like windows through which, if only I had the skill, I could look into his mind. How many times since that far-off day I have wished that I could, even if just for a few short moments, look out into the world through the eyes with the mind of a chimpanzee. One such moment would be worth a lifetime of research, for we are human-bound, imprisoned within our human perspective, our human view of the world. As David and I sat there, I noticed a ripe red fruit from an oil nut palm lying on the ground. I held it toward him. David glanced at me and reached to take the nut. He dropped it, but gently held my hand. I needed no words to understand his message of reassurance. He didn't want the nut, but he understood my motivation. He knew I meant well. To this day, I remember the soft pressure of his fingers. We had communicated in a language far more ancient than words, a language that we shared with our prehistoric ancestor, a language bridging our two worlds. When David got up and walked away, I let him go and stayed there quietly by the murmuring stream, holding on to the experience so that I could know it in my heart forever.
Jane Goodall, presented by Christina Soma. Her story is a project of the Women's Collective of KVMR FM, Nevada City, California. We can be reached at www.kvmr.org or 530-265-9073.